It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is, I believe, in Switzerland, but she was moving about a little bit. And maybe we'll find out about it, and maybe we won't. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, very happy to be back with a few topics today that are related to Switzerland, as we are having again, we are going to vote on the 26th of September. Some of you might think that we are voting all the time, and that is correct. We have a lot of initiatives and then a lot of referendums and every time campaigns in between. So it can really look like we are going from one to the next. This time, two very important topics again. The first one would be about marriage for all. So on the 26th of September, the Swiss population will decide if everybody has the same right in the country, and if people of the same gender are allowed to marry or not. For the moment, it is not so. We have something that is very similar in the sense that it's a registered partnership, if wanted. But a few topics are still very complicated with this partnership. And that means that, for example, the adoption of children is not possible or very complicated. Reproductive medicine doesn't give the same right. It's also impossible for someone who, for example, marry a Swiss citizen to get also the Swiss passport through the registered partnership. It is easier, again, for people that are married. On the contrary of many countries that have that already, marriage for all, Switzerland doesn't and is trying to solve that. And as a matter of fact, the Federal Council and the Parliament are for it. They want to change this this situation. And it truly means that if this vote obtains a majority, then same-sex couples will be able to have a civil wedding, and they would be will be equal on every level, both legally and institutionally. And I think for what I gathered around me, also emotionally, because for many of those couples, the question is also very much to be able to be considered and regarded and respected like any other couple. So that would be the first initiative for the 26th of September. The second one is about money, and it's called Reduce Tax on Salaries, Tax Capital Fairly. I find the title very confusing, but in brief, it means that even though right now wages, capital income, and pensions are already taxed, that doesn't go far enough for the organizers of the referendum. The people right now do pay taxes, and also it depends on the incomes, meaning that people with high incomes pay more in percentage terms than those with low incomes. But obviously it could be more, and this is what the organizers of the referendum would like to. They would like that the redistribution become more fair, and they demand greater taxation of high capital income. So that means above a certain amount, capital income should count more heavily in calculating taxes and count 1.5 times. The only problem, but one problem that is mentioned very often in discussion about this referendum is that the referendum says above a certain amount, and that is not clear enough. What kind of amount is meant would be then decided later on. And that leaves, obviously, even for people who would theoretically say, all right, above a certain amount, but an amount that is actually very high, that would be fair, are afraid right now that this certain amount can possibly be much lower than what expected, and that would mean a very big difference then for many people, and not for the 1% that is constantly mentioned in those discussions. The revenue generated from the higher taxation would be used for tax reduction for people in need or with low income. And one of the arguments of the organizers of the referendum is that people with low income or middle income go and work every day, and they actually do work visibly for what they earn, while in their opinion, and it's an opinion that obviously is not shared by everybody. In their opinion, people who earn money, for example, in the finance world, they don't necessarily go and work. They have their capital working for them. And that's why they feel that it would be fair to tax them more. They also argue that this is done already in Northern Europe, in our northern countries. I could not check that, but it is an argument that I have been seen coming up a few times. And while the initiative on marriage for all seemed to have a majority of yes for the moment in the polls, the referendum on this taxing capital fairly is for the moment refused. But as we know from previous polls, it's always a little bit difficult to say too much in advance. And then at the very end, things can go very differently. That would be for the next two initiative and referendum in Switzerland. As far as COVID-19 is concerned, it is worth noting that last Sunday, the G20 health ministers have met in Rome to discuss the vaccine distribution. They came to also a global distribution vaccine pact, where Roberto Speranza, who is the health minister of Italy, says that countries have agreed to send financial assistance to poorer nations together with more vaccines. For example, Germany is planning to donate 100 million vaccine doses before the end of 2021. And that is a very big amount, because it actually almost matches the number of doses that have been given in Germany so far. They think that this is fair because poor nations don't have the means, obviously, to get the vaccine and not as fast, at least. But it has, of course, also a more, selfish meaning behind it, because stopping the pandemic can only work if this is a global effort and if all the countries in the world have the same access or almost the same access to vaccination. So that was some news about the commitment of the G20 health ministers in Rome last Sunday.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.